I think that it's part of who I am. I live in Kirkland. I think about this as my community. I think about it, though, in a sense as an urban planner as well. So I guess it's hard for me to separate who I am as a resident and who I am as an urban planner. They're both part of who I am, and they're part of what informs me and what I do in my job.
Since 1992, Eric Shields' job has been to serve as Kirkland's planning director. From his first day, one of his primary tasks was to understand how a new law passed by the state legislature would affect life in Kirkland.
So the Growth Management Act was an act adopted by the state in 1990, directing cities to plan for growth. And it was adopted in response to what was perceived as unregulated growth occurring, sprawling out into the countryside. And it was really a desire for cities and for the state, the counties, to get a handle on their growth and to plan for the growth. So it was really a mandate for cities like Kirkland to do some urban planning.
Kirkland had actually adopted its first comprehensive plan in 1963. It was 37 pages long and prescribed a general vision for the city of then 6,400 residents. Since passage of the Growth Management Act, comprehensive plans have become more detailed, and they require the city to anticipate more change.
For one thing, we now have growth targets.
By 2031, Washington's Office of Financial Management expects the state's population of 6.9 million to increase by 1.4 million people. King County will likely grow by about 350,000 in the same time period. And the Growth Management Act requires King County to distribute out that population growth to each of its 39 cities. These are called growth targets.
Well, the growth targets that are assigned to King County cities right now are for the period of 2006 to 2031. That's a 25-year period. And for Kirkland, it's 8,500 new housing units in that period and 20,500 jobs in that period. Those are very large numbers, and they will be ambitious numbers for us to achieve. We aren't penalized if the growth doesn't come, but we are penalized if we blatantly don't provide a mechanism for the growth to come. We have to have the zoning, and we have to have a plan for the infrastructure to support the growth that will be coming.
Much of that growth will likely be directed toward Kirkland's business centers, especially its designated urban center.
Realistically, in order to achieve that kind of growth, we're going to need Totem Lake to be a more successful urban center and a denser place.
How Kirkland adapts to the coming population growth is largely a question the community must answer.
There's a broad variety of people in our community, right? We have youth, we have young families, we have singles, we have seniors. All of them are in different stages of their lives and looking at the future in a different way. So we just have to try to reach out to all of them and see what their interest is.
To do that, Kirkland's leaders will be engaging with Kirkland's citizens through an array of forums, including civic meetings, seminars, and guest speaker presentations. Those who can't attend can log on for surveys, questionnaires, and video chats. All of these contributions will help steer Kirkland into the next two decades and prepare for the change that will come with them. To find out how you can join the conversation, go to kirklandwa.gov/Kirkland2035 or send a message to kirkland2035@kirklandwa.gov. You can also call us at 425-587-3225.